I'd like to make a collect call to my awesome friends. What's going on, everyone? I don't even know what collect calls are. Yeah, because I'm a millennial. That was back in the day, right? Like 2 days ago. What's going on, everyone? It's Thursday. It's 8 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? No, that was 10 o'clock. That was 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? No, me either. I don't have kids. Well, anyways, probably some of you are like, whoa, why do you have to bring up kids? I have anxiety now. I'm just kidding. So many great things are happening to me, for me, and I'm really excited to share with you. I'm in a really great mood. I mean, I know we all have different moods, but I'm just in such a great place, and I want to share that with everyone. And be open, vulnerable. If this is your first time listening in, thank you. Stick around, check it out. Hopefully you like what you are listening to. If this is not your first time, welcome back. Thank you. You clearly liked something I was doing that you listened to. So thanks why not? So I appreciate all of you. Like always, I will be playing some music that I vibe with. I like to play different songs because I have so many different types of, I'm a very eclectic individual. I have a hard time remembering all the names and titles of different artists, but some of them I remember because I'm like, I really like this artist. And hopefully you hear something new that you like, that you resonate with. Music is such a connectivity to our emotions, and that's a big topic for me this week and recent times. Emotions are the key to a lot of our clarity and answers in our life. And the more you connect emotionally, you become more self-aware. How do you feel? You become more aware of yourself. You love yourself more. You can connect to other people emotionally. Emotions are a very strong powerhouse to spirituality, self-development, and self-awareness. And because we feel different things. When the more you feel, the more you can become aware of just not just beyond, like, it goes beyond your emotional awareness to what you know now. You know, I've found that I put words to things that I didn't know before, which is other people's energy and how that helps me feel more of different sensories myself. I go into the empathic roots first. There's a lot of great things I want to share with everyone later on the show. I don't want to do that whole, like, let me tell you everything now and get it over with. Like, there's so much to talk about. I will be taking live callers for readings throughout the show. Please be patient. If I have spoken with you the past couple weeks already, maybe you called in last show, maybe you called in the show before, I like to remind you to please be thoughtful of other people who are calling in and also are looking forward to hearing from me for guidance and clarity. So what I'm basically saying is, if I have taken your call before and I take it again in recent times, I might pass you up for the week because I want to give some opportunity to other people. And I say that with love and understanding. I still am grateful for everyone joining and listening. So if you're calling in and listening, you're like, no, it's okay. I love you even more for that. What's something that comes to mind right now before we take callers? I'd like to build up the momentum here. Let's see. I want to just take a moment to take a deep breath and hear what comes through for the moment. I'm really big on being more present and letting go. And that's been such a big, I can't wait to tell you guys later on. I'm super excited. But letting go in so many different ways, it's been challenging at times, and I guess divine timing was at the right time. So it has helped me. Let me take a minute to just clear my mind. I like to feel through and see what comes up for everyone to hear, and I know that sometimes I just talk. Hold on, let's see. I'm hearing a couple of different words that just came through. Rushing. Making decisions and timing. So right now, the messages that are coming through for kind of everyone this moment is don't rush anything, and making your decisions. Sometimes the choices we make while we're rushing aren't helpful. So think about it this way, metaphysically, when you start something and you continue your day, like when you wake up in the morning, right? Very simple. You want to start your day off right. Give yourself enough time to maybe get ready, wake up. I learned throughout the years that I wasn't a morning person, and then I had to. Joe wants to be happy throughout the day, so let's find out what Joe likes in the morning so we can maybe do the best we can at, or I can at, being happy throughout my day. So we don't want to rush our decisions because the outcomes might not be the best. I also heard timing. You know, we want great things to come in for ourselves. And what I'm finding out more so recently is the less we think about when or how great or wonderful, fantastic things can come into our life, it's really a great practice to let go of your thoughts and feelings and be more present, because what winds up happening is you're trusting the path, you're trusting the flow of the life and universe, you're trusting in what you want does want you. And I was a victim of this mentality myself, even at recent. I can't wait to talk about this later, but I have been practicing this mindset of letting go and going with the flow. And literally, the more I practice it, the better things get for me. And we have such a condition to our mind and how we operate. So you might think that who you are, you're stuck with who you are. You are in essence, but you can change the way you think and feel about things. You don't have to continue having anxiety. You don't have to continue going through the same problems with love life, relationship, money. And at first, a lot of us want to manifest and do all this stuff like right out the bat. Of course we do. I want more money. I want to manifest this. What I found throughout this journey is that the more you learn to love yourself, learn to ask yourself the right questions. Why am I feeling this? Is it for the wrong reasons? And sometimes you're not ready to hear it, and sometimes you are. But you're going to find that the more and more you really take into consideration how you are feeling and acting and thinking, you can have a better day. You can have a better outcome with things. You can receive what you're looking for. I think the worst case scenario, it's not bad, but we are constantly looking and doing and wanting. And how do you tell someone, right? Well, if you love yourself right now and you let go of these worries, doubts, and fears, and you stop thinking about it, you won't put resistance to it, which is pushing it away, and it'll come to you. And there's like this habit. You have a habit. You go to work, you come home on the weekends, or you have your weekend, and then maybe you're on the weekend, you're like, wow, I did a great job at work, and you know what? Now I'm upset because I'm lonely or this and that. And it's a condition. It's a habit you do without realizing it. So the more you really believe in letting this thought process go and go, you know what? No, I love myself. You're actually putting a better step forward, and you actually will find a better way of sensing and seeing your reality. And one of those things for me was, instead of me wanting things or wanting, I don't know, there's so many different factors to it, love life or relationship or money, career. For me, it's been career. When will things be different? And I let go, and I started to just be calmer, sleep better, not being okay with not having the answer. And honestly, little by little, I started to be grateful more. And honestly, the gratitude and understanding abundance, the abundance is that there's plenty of love in the world, and that the lack mentality that we face is just a belief that we need to remove. And the more I kept seeing and feeling and practicing gratitude and abundance is plenty. There's so much more in the world. It's wonderful stuff. And it could be anything. Be grateful for the smallest things. I started to hear words from people that I understood more of love. And I understood that there's all these little things that we might be overseeing that is enough. Like these little signs that are really meaningful, which bring you into more, of course. But how do we not see the little things first to appreciate more? And that was a big lesson I had. Appreciate what you have now, because you might lose it, right? And if you don't appreciate what you have now, how can you appreciate what you're going to have later on, what you want? So that was a lot of different things I threw at you just now. But that's what came through before when I heard, don't rush anything, enjoy the moment, don't make crazy decisions right away fast. If you, you know, feeling things through, really asking yourself, how do I feel about this? And sometimes it's flight or fight. Do I do it? Do I not do it? Do I quit? Do I not quit? Do I ask him? Do I not ask him? And really asking yourself, what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that can happen? Why am I really hesitant? Am I embarrassed? Am I ashamed? What if they hurt? What if they say no? All these things. But then you can ask yourself the right questions and you'll find a solution. You're taking your time with it to ask yourself. And sometimes we don't trust ourselves, so we ask other people. And that's why I'm here to give some readings tonight. So I'm gonna play a song, something new I found not too long ago, and I just love the vibe to it. Hopefully you do, and I'm gonna take a call for a reading. Stay right, don't move. Stay right where you are. Is that what we're supposed to say? Don't move, don't go anywhere. Stay. It's a commercial break. That's cheesy. All right.
Everybody.
All right, we're going to take our first caller. We got area code 518. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Joe. My name is Marie, and I am in New York. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, Marie. Should I hear from you?
I like the music. I don't think
what
I
so.
I don't think so.
Oh, thank you for that. You like the music?
I was going to say it's very uplifting, and I do like it.
I appreciate it. I like to play different songs, different types. I like Motown. I like EDM.
Yes.
I'm all over the place. Depends on my mood.
I love music. Exactly. Exactly. That's how I feel. There is music for every mood you could possibly feel.
Absolutely. Sometimes it just helps you process. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Yes. Yeah. That's so true. Helps. Music. Huh?
It just touches. It touches you. It gets to you. I think,
definitely.
I don't know why I want to talk about this now. I think there's a divine time in everything. But honestly, I wanted to say on the topic of emotions and like music, I want to remind people too, like it's okay. It's honestly normal to cry. And I think we forget that sometimes it's necessary and music will help unblock the heart channels is the words that I want to use, because man, it's a lot of this stuff is emotional based. It's everything. It's like the center of everything. It makes sense, doesn't it?
I agree. I definitely agree. I mean, if you want to cry, number one, it's okay to cry. Like you said, it's any feeling you have is valid, whether it's crying, laughing, being pissed off at, someone, whatever you feel is okay. Just don't go out and kill anybody because of it.
Right.
Don't rob a bank.
Don't rob a bank. Don't kill someone, right? I agree with you.
but feel whatever you're feeling. It's okay to be in that moment.
Yeah. It's okay to be in the moment. Sometimes I wanted to heal and find the answers right away. And honestly, I needed to feel what I felt and go through the challenges. Life's a trip.
That it is. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So right now I'm gonna open my emotions and connect with you a little bit and let my spirit guides bring whatever they got to bring. But before I do, did you want to ask a question or do you want me to just...
Well, there is something I'd like to ask, but I can wait until you're done and see what comes in first.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm seeing a lot of networking, or I'm feeling a lot of networking. I'm feeling a lot of connectivity with people, and I don't know what that is for yet. It could be what you're – and it's not a bad thing. It's more or less that this is what they're bringing forward first. There's people you're watching or you're connecting with when it comes to – learning. There's people that you are connecting with when it comes to your work. This is, I'm seeing a lot of observation, and what I also just heard was, how can I do better? Unless you're learning how to, I love that stuff. I'm always learning more. What else can I learn? They're talking about trusting how things are unfolding, which is also coming.
Okay.
So what I'm also hearing is that as much as we all love to help and heal and be there for other people, sometimes there's going to be one or two people, or more than that, that are closer to us that we just can't help everyone is what they're also talking about. There's quite a few different subjects, and right now I'm just feeling through what's most important. What are we going to bring up right now? Because the energy for you is pretty vibrant, which is good. It's a positive, it's a upbeat vibration, it's very go. So what I'm also hearing them say is that they want you to start learning how to trust yourself more when it comes to you. You have this intuitive gift, and we're all human, and we have that normalness where it's like we can't all read ourselves all the time. But when it comes to what you're wanting to know, because I'm seeing you as a spiritual individual, and I'm also seeing
I used to read for people.
Okay. All right. So I did read you before.
Oh, I think
I read you last. I think I read you last week because I remember someone from New York who used to do readings, and I don't want to go off on that phone call from that last time, but.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if I actually got through to you last week. I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. We're already this far. Look, I felt in the beginning, but I'm so used to being. I doubt myself too much. Right. I don't know.
I second guess
really
a
not.
Lot. Yes.
Well, this is actually the message they want me to tell you. So you need to get back into this balance with making decisions and not doubting yourself and trusting where things are going, and also grounding yourself a lot more. Grounding for you is going to be super beneficial to all of what you are wondering or wanting. The other thing I'm hearing too is that you have to stop thinking about certain things. You got to put it down. Because this is also a part of the problem that causes resistance. When we actually stop focusing or thinking on things, it's kind of funny. This is why they say it happens when you least expect it, because the moment you're least expecting it is when you're not looking for it and you're not thinking about it. Here's an example, and I'll give you this is a basic, simple, true, it's true. The more I've been practicing this, you know, there's things I've worried about. You know, we're normal, we're human. We'll have maybe, let's say it's money. Money's a common thing. So our brain is so used to going, what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? And so I've learned to calm it down more. And recently I had to pay a car bill. I had to pay an insurance bill, all kind of like at once. And I'm like, the old me would have been, oh no, are you going to have
enough? What am I
going
to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Do you have enough for lunch today? And so I've been like, no, it's okay. Now, funny enough, right, I did my taxes, and it says it takes about 21 days. I was in the middle. I got it back, same day. So it all works out is my point. It's all going to work out. And my guides are saying you need to learn how to ground and let go and learn how to rest. Like, you can take moments to meditate or do something that's going to just give you a beginning pattern and routine of 3 minutes of breath work, you know, because that is, it might sound silly, it's significant to everything you're waiting for. The other thing too is what I'm also hearing is you need to get back into things or do more things that you really love doing, meaning it's things that you love doing so much that you forget what time it is. Like, when I'm doing this, I love it. I forget about how much time goes by. I don't even know how I do times, and this has been like forever doing these things. And that's what you need to do, because we're in a system of law of attraction and energy and all this other fun stuff that we learn about. And there's concerns that you have, they're telling me, but quite honestly, I'm not trying to even remember what we talked about last time. I don't even know. I just remember little pieces, but they want you to live more. They want you to be more present, live more, but let go. When you feel these thoughts coming in, or when is this going to happen? Is this going to be okay? Because they started off the reading for you with intuitive, back to intuitive practices or spiritual practices. Do things that are going to help your vibration, because lower vibration, you're going to get more low vibrational thoughts and patterns. Raising your vibration, it becomes a challenge, but once we actually lean into it, like, honestly, we talked about music before. Playing music makes you feel good. And you lean into it. You let go of your worries. You trust in raising your vibration. You'll forget that what you were thinking about it, and you'll receive more clarity. But they're saying that stop worrying, because you're worried about failure for some reason, or it's something.
Oh, I hate to fail anything. Yeah. If I know I can't do something right within like one or two times after learning it, I don't ever want to do it again. I hate to fail.
Well, I like your honesty. It's I want you to know something. You're never failing. No matter who we are, what subject it is, we're only learning to get better at it than we were before. Like, we're always going to be nervous at first. we're always going to, okay, oops, I made a mistake. You learn to get better. But they want me to also remind you that they want you to practice letting go of control. And this is about life. It's about, you know, that we can't always control everything, the outcome or when it happens. And they're saying that in a good way, because when we actually let go of the thought, the control, we learn to trust that it will work out. It's a new belief. How do you tell someone to believe it before you see it, type of thing? And so that's what they're also reminding me to remind you for. You're not failing. So the message really for you is learn to let go and surrender. And it might be a little hard at first, but it's all going to come together in its time. It's easier said than done, but if we keep worrying and wondering, we're not at peace. And so if we're a reflection of our energy, our reality is not at peace either. So we have to learn how to settle ourselves. All right. What is the question? We'll try to keep it short because I don't want to, I've been spending a lot of time on these calls sometimes.
Okay. No, I appreciate everything you said, and you were so right on, because I can't let go of things easily. Like something happened today at work, and to me it was a huge deal, but my boss was like, no big deal, you're not in trouble, I'm just letting you know. I will think on this for a month now. Like, it will just go over and over in my head. So I don't let go of things easy, because I dwell and dwell, and I try, like, God, please take this from me. I guess I took it back for a month. God, take it from me. Oh, I guess I took it back for a month. So I dwell, and I dwell, and I dwell, just because I can't shut my brain down.
So this is, I love your honesty, because you don't realize like how many of us do this. And this is something I went through, December this past year. And then recently it was little moments where something would flare up in my mind, or I would be triggered, similar to you, where it would bother me. And I'm like, why am I letting this go and go on? And I felt insecure in some way. And then, oh, they're going to, you know, we worry, are they going to fire us? Or in every situation, you know what I said after? What if this works out better than I can imagine? And it honestly does. I backed up into the garage door at work a couple weeks ago, and I broke it, and the thing dropped. Uh-oh. Just like, boom. And of course, what do you think I did? I called my friend. I was like, look, I don't want to panic. I also don't want to overthink and create a bad mental habit. And so I had to learn to let go. And that's like it's a mental workout to go. Your brain goes, hey, let's worry about that. Or let's worry about what they think about you. And you have to go, no, I want to be present and happy. And how do you, it starts off by us not really noticing first. We're just in a mood, right? And then as time progresses, you go, oh, I'm bothered by this thing. So there's more to it. I think sometimes we want to be appreciated at work, or we want to feel good about ourselves, and we want to feel like we're doing good. And it's just really a mental practice, because I think a lot of us create these scenarios in our mind. And I have done this, and I know friends that have done it. It's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's just that we become aware. Mm-hmm. And the scenarios are, oh my God, what if they fire me? What if I don't get the job? What if they're against me and hate me? And I've been there so many times. We sabotage ourselves. And it's because we have seen this in the past where it's happened a couple times already, or we just give ourselves away to the power away to other people to like us, to give us credit. And that's what I think you should also remember, that things happen. If I can knock down a garage door and not get fired or written up or nothing, like, we're all good. And that's the thing. We all just got to let go. And it's easier said than done, because it all works out better. When you don't create the negative thoughts, you're not creating that energy. You're not putting it out there. And it's normal to feel it. But the more you let go and just flow, you're in a positive place, good things happen. But we like to just keep torturing ourselves with, but what if this? And then we can't rest. So there is some spiritual practices we can do too, things that help you be present and relax. And I like to go to gratitude. I like to start focusing on what's good and what makes me happy. And I talk about what I love, and I talk about, and I can talk by myself in a car for work and just align myself with a positive vibration is what I'm saying. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And that makes a lot of sense. My question actually is about someone. And I guess I'd like to know if you see a reconnection with the two of us.
Yeah. You asked me this last time.
I did.
Because it's your ex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, there's something with work. He's retiring. I remember this now.
I'm not sure if he did or not. He wants. I know he's hoping to.
I know he was distant, but I want to remind you for this time, I would let go and stop worrying or thinking about it or wondering how it's going to play out, because the message, even for the reading before, it's about letting go and giving these thoughts a break. Because when you do this, it actually turns out better when we're not putting that momentum and emotion and thought to it. We're just letting it flow. We're not controlling it. And this is a really good thing. But I do remember and feel this is something that he's still going through. He's still going through his thing. I wouldn't wait. I think you're more concerned about things not going. The living situation I'm hearing. You have to be happy. Okay. The other message too is that you have to be happy with you, because no matter what, there's still a mirror reflection of yourself in this person, right? If they're avoiding you or they're not connecting with you, there's still a message there of that we're not connecting with ourselves. And even in situations where it's toxic and people are like, I just want them to love me, and they're giving themselves away to that person. Because the person's their entire mental focus. And then they forget about who you are. So for you, I want you to
remember, I know who I am.
Yeah. Let go. Really focus on you, because it's going to let things move forward correctly in the way it needs to. Otherwise, it's not going to be placed in the right way. It's always going to be something separate from you. I would reflect on that too, like the past till now, and what you see within yourself and that person over time, and what you can learn from that. Because the more we learn about things, the better things actually get. We learn that we are avoiding, the things that we love might be a false belief somewhere subconsciously.
Right.
So I would ask yourself what your belief is around love and relationship, and reflect on that as well. All right?
Okay. You have been very, very helpful, and I thank you very, very much. And I will continue to work on myself. I said this is the year for me. This
Good.
Is my year. So, yes, I'm working on myself very hard right now. So
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
It's not easy. Sometimes you're welcome. These things, we want to be better. We want to reach our goals. We want love and relationship. And this is okay. And to sometimes reflect and love and learn more. It's like, at first we don't want to do that. And then you learn that it's the best thing you ever did. And then it gets better for us with everything that we
want.
But thank you for calling in again. I appreciate
it. Thank you. You're welcome. And thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to play another song, and I'm going to come back for another reading.
Thank you.
All right. So before I go to the next caller, I want to share the good news, right? So this December, I know it's so many months from now, but you got time to plan for it. If you want to join us, I'll be a speaker on a cruise line that's going to be going to the Mayan ruins or the Mayans. There's so many other spots too, but I'll be also speaking on this cruise ship with other speakers as well. I'm excited because this whole, the audio book I listened to was about The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer and letting go and trusting the process and all this, all these great stories, part of his journey. And so at the end of the book, I literally was like, I get it. I understand now. And the same day, my friend Kitty sends me this link to apply as a speaker, on this cruise. And I had to go through a meeting and all that. But so not only did that happen, but then I literally got accepted. So now like all, this is like my dream to be a motivational speaker or speaker. And on top of that, like the flow is actually in full force of how that just came into my reality. So I'll be sharing more information about that, how you can also join the cruise line if you're interested. It's going out of Texas. I know that. Super, super excited. What else is on my mind before we take the next caller? What's on my mind before I take the next call? I don't know. There's nothing there. So we're going to go to the next caller. We got area code 805. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. This is Donna, and I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
What's going on, Donna, from Santa Barbara? Wait, where?
Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah, Santa Barbara, California. Okay. You said
about
it
about 2 hours north. 2 hours north of L.A. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was in Southern California for a little bit during yeah, it was fun. I got to see L.A. I'm in New York. I live in the Hudson Valley.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in, I have apple trees around me. It's amazing.
Oh,
I'm not
lovely.
A fan of the winter, though.
Wow.
So you had a question I heard?
Summer's nice. Yeah, one time I was in my bed and I was feeling sad. And I had just done this meditation course. And then, I don't know, I felt the sadness in the heart. And then all of a sudden, it was like I was in a tunnel. And I'm wide awake. I'm sitting up in bed. And in the tunnel, there's a guy moving, and then I see him. He's in black and white, in a black and white robe, hair like to his chin, no beard or anything, very, very handsome. And he just, I just saw him completely. It's like he was right in front of me. I don't know if that was his spirit guide or I don't know. But it was just beautiful, just beautiful.
Mm. Well, first of all, thanks for sharing. I love stories. Right now I'm feeling, how long ago was that? I don't know why they want me to ask you the time frame. Was this a while ago?
Okay, that was about 1 year.
Okay,
yeah,
so was they wanted me to ask. I was like, well, I was assuming it was recent, but they're like, no, it's, how long ago was that? So it was a year ago, around a year.
Yeah. Maybe
you were
less.
Meditating.
Yeah.
I'm backtracking because I'm feeling through the storyline and connecting and seeing what they also show me. You were meditating. You felt the emotion of sadness. There was the tunnel.
And then something was moving in the tunnel, like tossing, turning. And then I saw him right in front of me. And just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I just smiled and looked. And
The fact that you're saying it's beautiful is vibrating with the positivity.
Beautiful.
So I have to go off of your energy in the sense of like your expression, because how you experience this is important. So you felt good about that, which is number one. The tunnels usually represent a mode or transportation method, or tunnels also underground or within self. This was, I don't know the full aspect to everything. I know that this was a guide of yours, or is, I should say is rather, You've been okay. So they're telling me that you get a lot of messages or intuitive guidance, but sometimes you struggle with which guide this is for you. And they're saying you don't know if you're talking to your like angels or your spirit guide, and they're saying that you need you need the words or the I like to say the pieces to go, oh, okay, I know how this is working now in a way. But first of all, they want you to know that your team of people is proud of you and happy with what you're doing. So I don't know why that, you know, they want me to say that, because sometimes I think maybe you are doing, you feel like you're doing this work and you're like, am I doing it right? Am I talking? They're saying they're happy with what you're doing. They want you to understand too, is that when you're vibrating at a certain, okay, think of vibration as guitar strings or tones. There's going to be certain feelings you're going to feel when you're connecting to, because you're a multidimensional being such as myself. When you connect more with galactic at some point, if you do, it's going to be of a different higher vibration. You're going to feel it within you in a certain way. For me, when I actually connect with, which I'm not a fan of, but I'm just explaining, when I connect with family and friends that have passed on, it's actually a denser vibration for me versus spirit guides and galactic, because it's a different dimension. It doesn't mean that they're bad. It's just layers, right? And so this has, for me, I've learned over the years from my own experiences, but I've also been in your position where it's like, how do I know which one? And they want me to express this to you, is that sometimes just start off with knowing you are connecting with them. Because I tell people too, when you say, I call upon my spirit guides, boom, that's who you're connecting to. But they're saying not to worry so much about what's what coming in, because you have quite a decent amount of guides, which is, for some people it's normal, for some people it's not, because their guides are not fully coming in yet, and there's different reasons for that. But you have this great vibration going on. The problem that I do get about this, though, is that they all want to talk to you at once, which is unhelpful. So what they want me to share with you is something I've done with my guides. And it's being open, honest, direct, not overthinking it. So I remember I was a chef for 9 years, and in the beginning I had to learn, like, okay, this is fun to tell people spiritually, but I have to work too. So I said, you know, I call upon my spirit guides, I call upon all of you, all of my team of all dimensions and all of you. I love you all. Thank you for everything you do for me, known and unknown. And then I tell them, I say, look, if it's an emergency, it's no problem. But while I'm here, and what for you I would say is just address them all and start explaining to them what you need guidance with when it comes to what's working for you, what's not working for you, what you like, what you don't like. But your energy is all kind of in a bunch of stuff. So did you ask a question? I kind of got zoned out real quick.
No, but I'd like to ask a question. I was just sharing that experience that I had. And I can be very lucky sometimes. So, yeah, like I've won a car and I won money and the trip's all over. And I want it to come back because it stopped. I need it to come back because I've been so lucky in the past. I don't know what happened, but it hasn't been like that lately. I mean, windfalls, everything.
So it's funny because the first thing you said was, I'm sometimes lucky, and I was trying to, I don't know if you heard me, I was like, let's change that. And then you said, so I want you to just start doing this one thing and make it simple.
Okay.
And I just want you, I'm going to give you the first one that comes to mind, right? I want you to do what I was addressing in the beginning of what you said. I am always lucky.
I like that,
And here's the thing. The mindset is, sometimes we would be like, all right, so when is it going to happen? Am I going to get that thing? Don't even think about that, because your brain's already trying to go, prove it to me. And you can't let that, you gotta overcome that thought, which is just don't even address it. Don't entertain it. You repeat it. I am always lucky. I am always lucky. I am always lucky. Eventually, you know, you might be sweeping in your house and you just keep thinking, like I would practice in my head. I would hear it twice. I'm always lucky. I'm always lucky. I'm always lucky. I would make it like a practice. So at work, I would say, I am happy. Then find other words to fill in, because eventually your brain has to really, it focuses so much on it. You could practice more and more, but you'll start to see something small become lucky again. The other thing I want to address with you is maybe later on you can do this, but being reflecting on it and really asking yourself, why did I stop believing in my luck? Where did it die out? Where did it? And the reason why I say that is because you're basically going spiritual surgery. You're going in and going, eventually you find out with honesty, oh, this person made me feel powerless, or this person took my and you realize that you didn't believe in yourself anymore after that. They took from you, or they made you feel less than, and you felt and that's usually where we start to go, oh, and it makes sense. And you go, well, now what do I do? And there's a couple different ways to go about that. If you feel this clarity that releases from you, usually that's all it is. You just, now you've done it, you shifted it. But if you're aware of the knowledge and you're like, okay, it was around that time, how do I bring it back? And you got to start asking more questions. Why? Sometimes we want things and we want to be happy, or it's usually something blocking that we feel imbalanced with. But the other thing too is you can practice all these different things. Like, I am happy, I am lucky. You just, instead of thinking and feeling, you're just law of attraction method of, the words I want to use are, helping work that energy within you so that way it's aligning you with what's in the way, gets out of the way. What I'm also hearing is that ask yourself what you're unhappy with, because it also seems like you're trying to find the happiness in this reality. And I get bored of life sometimes. I'm like, wow, this is all I'm doing. I'm just going to work. You know, like, and that's where I catch myself. I'm grateful. I'm happy. I appreciate it. And then it's, we look for happiness in things. And I want to remind you too, you have to tell yourself that you are enough. You are enough. You are gifted. You are. Sometimes I let the words flow out and then I'll say something and I'm affirming myself a positive thing and it hits me in a good way. I'm like, wow, that feels good. I didn't know I needed to hear that. Because your inner being will say something. You're not controlling it. You're letting it come out. You're saying, I am enough, or I forgive myself. You never realize what could be the words. That's why I say love yourself, because it's really the best thing we can ever do. Loving yourself is asking yourself the right questions. Loving yourself is finding out what your soul really needs. And that's where the answer is most of the time. Because I know that you are lucky, right? And it's really just you need to know and remember and believe. You know when we have a car accident and it's like a little dinger or whatever, and it just sucks. You know, damn, that sucks. And a part of us is like maybe ashamed that it happened. Oh, no, I made a mistake. Or maybe it was your fault or someone's fault. You know, it's, oh, wow. And we just sabotage ourselves. And maybe you go on a date and in the back of your mind you're like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't talk about cars because an accident, like, you know what I'm saying? And these are little things that play out, but we don't realize we're doing it. And that could be also another reason that, you know, ask yourself, why do you not feel enough? Why do you not feel like you can't do this again? I think we fear that we aren't as good to do it again. Why can't I do that again? I love this conversation because what I've also been doing more of and I'm going to try to explain this the best way possible. Being free to use my imagination, but knowing that it's working for me in the physical. So I do this weird thing, but it works for me. And it's going to work for me even if I tell you. You like the words I say? So even though I'm going to share this with you, it doesn't mean that my little trick works or stops working. It's going to continue. So I'll be at a stoplight or pull up to a stoplight, and I do this little twirl with my finger and pretend like I'm shooting the traffic light. And the traffic light will go from red to green, and it does now. Because I kept doing that, and then it, actually now I'll go to the light, and I'm like, and then I'll flick my finger, and it's green. Sometimes I just know it's not going to go green, so I'm just not going to do it. I don't know, weird like that. But that's what I'm saying. You got to let go of this constraint of the lack of your magic. Like, you have the magic. Just use it. You're in your own way. Just do it. And also, I want to say this, and then I have to move on.
Okay.
What do you really want?
Yeah. That's a good one. I want to go traveling. I'm by myself. I'm not married. I don't have kids. And so, I mean, yeah, I want to go traveling. I did that when I was younger, and I want to do it again. I mean, maybe I'll meet a male companion to do it with. If not, I'll go buy myself the money somehow to do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell you what, the money thing, that I heard it in your voice. There's something with money and luck, or your question, right? That's what's in the way. So I need you to let go of how that comes, how the money comes.
Okay.
Just know, I want you to go look. I just talked about a cruise I'm going to be on as a speaker in December, right?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go on that. Yeah.
Even
wow.
if it's that
I
or
want to
something
do things
else.
Like that.
I'm excited. Find out where you want to go and believe and have fun and whatever you did for luck last time, because it will all come together once we sometimes just go, I want that. I'm doing that. And then in your mind go, I don't know when, but I know I'm doing it. You make that decision in your mind, and then things will flow in to help you line that up. So work with those things. I know I threw a lot at you. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you as well.
Thank you. Yeah, you've helped me tremendously. Thank you. I'm going to take all your suggestions and do everything. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a good night. All right, so I'm going to play another song, come back. Take some more calls. This is the routine. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. Play another song, come back for another call. Tell your friends, by the way. I mean, I don't have to be your best kept secret, but tell your friends, tell your family. You know, there's sometimes we don't know what to tell people around us sometimes. We're like, wow, I don't know what to talk about. Remember, tell them about Joe, a millennial stirred eye on Blog Talk Radio. You guys can call in if you have a spiritual question. He's awesome. I don't know. I can give you a bunch of things to tell them. But, yeah, tell other people. I love hearing from new people as well. I'm going to play another song, and I'll see you in a couple minutes.
We got the refugees, all stars, rubber dubbing in the club. Why Clef John? John Forte. Roswell. Now I'm in the streets again, a little crazy. Look at here. Look at shorty got back. Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cats talking to her. Buying her fake birds and taking her to the fever. Why does it get? They ain't even his been. She's been to Franklin since I'm off with a prince. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. So Mr. Funkmaster, pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E. E, get the CD from Sam Goody. You ain't even close with the rhymes that you wrote. Don't be mad cause you broke. Let me clear my throat. John Forte, grab the mic, boom, sway this way.
I'm more than just a rhymer, you still a small timer. Hoping at the game, treat that ass a little kinda. Every step tangoed. Yo, beef don't concern me. I'm eating mangoes in Trinidad with attorneys.
Yeah.
My food slang flow worldwide like a current. Went to every spot where nobody got insurance. Rubber do the math. You ain't half the exotic. My man's playing true. You forget about it. Ho-ho, just a new sense. Like my influence. Well recognized. You a lie trying to do it. Got you told your lady. Ooh, we not baby. Moving charismatic, automatic. You gon' save me. God bless the dead that my son survived. We strive to teach you, baby, and stay alive and fly.
Be careful, baby. Your boy say, you watch your lady.
Watch your lady. Yeah. Baby,
if you got more than a dollar in your pocket right now, put
Well, you can't tell by the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies man, a businessman. Condo down the shore, multi-million pension plan, but it ain't in my plan to make moves without the band.
Okay,
keep it intact, your class, do the track, John, play the Mac, voila. Pay the tax, business as usual, watching suspects, steal my assets, get cut with G-Lex, we built this concept, connect like 9X, drinks at the bar, my American Express.
You a cook up, the copper, pull up, then my cup up, you, who's calling bluff, now you shook up, cause you lock up, when I love up, you, who's calling bluff?
Hey yo, John is killing, dirty cash villain, what more can I say, we living, that's what we got it good. You understood?
Yeah. Live at the carnival. 9-7 till infinity. High. Refugee off star. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. You wanna stop the shining? You wanna stop the shining? You wanna stop the shining?
So, before I take the next caller, I really want to talk about this a little bit more because it's super helpful too. It's very helpful for all aspects of what we're ever needing in a lot of different angles. A lot of the things that we deal with is not being happy with our current reality. And our current reality, it could be so many little things. It could be what you'd rather have, what didn't work out in your favor, noticing things that, for example, someone maybe messed up your food order or someone and it bothered you. And whatever bothers you, it's something from your external reality that is influencing your inner being, your emotions and thoughts to respond. And how we react is a big way to all of this. And I know it's almost like a weird formula, but I the more I learn about things, the more I'm understanding of how it's really working. And the more you calm yourself down, unplug from the same response. And it's not that easy sometimes because we want to feel what we feel and we want to fix that feeling. We want to feel good. And a lot of the things that we do are trying to supplement that feeling, you know, with could be anything. It could be a relationship, it could be loneliness, it could be financial, it could be this insecurity, it's a lack within ourselves. And honestly, throughout the time I've learned more about myself and how to be honest with myself, it made a lot more sense. And the more I let go, and I'm telling you, like, for a long, long time, I wanted my career to get better, I wanted this to be better, and I wanted the answers. And I insisted on, you know, the way I was going about it. And it was the complete opposite of letting go. It was the complete opposite of trusting the process, complete opposite of loving myself. It was like the opposite polarity of basically alignment and self-love. It wasn't fun. And honestly, I didn't realize I was doing it. I insisted that I knew enough already, I guess, in my spiritual journey. And I was like, no, I know what I'm talking about. And my ego was in the way, but I wasn't really sleeping right. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't really loving myself. I was manipulating myself at that point. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. And I took the opportunity to just calm down, to just be slower. I practiced different things. I learned to really take the time to love myself and really be present with that and mindful about it and not just go, okay, I did this for myself. And a lot, I'm going to be honest, like a lot of the spiritual messages I gave to people, and it's still to like, it's still relevant in different ways now, but a lot of things we tell people is what we need to tell ourselves. So I'm sitting here telling people at some point, like, you love yourself. And I honestly, like, I knew the reflection of things, and I just didn't want to listen to my own self. It was a shitty time, but I still loved myself for it and learning the process. So what I want to remind everyone through this journey is sometimes you'll get the answers. You'll get what you're looking for. You'll find and it'll all make sense. But we have to practice this trusting the process. You have to know that you can't control everything and being secure with that, because a lot of times we're like, no, I don't really know. And it's a habit. It's a condition where, when is this going to happen? When is things going to change? And that's a part of the mentality. We got to learn how to shift that. All right, I'm going to take the next caller. We'll take area code 703. What's your name and where are you calling from? All right, so I don't know what happened with that one. So, okay, no problem. Where am I at right now? I'll take the next caller is 330. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Leslie from Mississippi.
Hey, how's it going? You said Wesley?
Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E.
Oh, how's it going, Leslie from Mississippi?
It's going good.
So would you like to ask a question, or would you like me to just roll with it?
I can ask a question.
Okay.
I've been at my current full-time job now for almost 2 years, and I had thought about applying for another job in my field this year, but I'm going to wait another year before I will apply for another academic advising job at a bigger institution, because I currently work at a smaller institution. Is that the right path moving forward?
What I want to ask you actually is, are you hoping for financial gain in the current job you're at? What's hold? Because that's what I'm really hearing from my guides right now, is if you're waiting for them to give you some sort of raise or change in position to going up, like it's not happening there. I don't. That's what I heard. So if it's something that you're holding out on to hope and see if that's going to happen, it's best to just apply for the next one, because sometimes we're only going to grow at this one place for that placement, and then we're meant to grow elsewhere. And that's what I'm seeing for you, is that you don't have to wait for the whole year or the time. It's still okay to apply and move forward. What I'm also getting too is asking if you're ready, and it's more or less like, I think you question if you're ready for the next step forward sometimes, or you are. I think it's more beneficial for you, though, to apply to this other place, the larger institute, is really what I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've grown at my current role, and I'm respected, and I do everything that's asked of me, and I really enjoy what I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the same time, I'm willing to wait another year because I want to stretch it out into 3 years, because I plan to be there 2 years, but I have that willingness now to work a third year.
So it's really, look, it's at the end of the, it's up to you. What's really going to help you is your pros and cons, or what you would want, right? What's the goal to stay? I don't see any problems if you stay, right? I'm only going to suggest that if you're looking to financially go up or in a position go up, like, I don't see movement with that position. I just see it where it is. So if that's okay with you and you're happy with it, then that's fine. If you want to move forward into another position, there's nothing also holding you back from applying to this other position, seeing what the job is to offer, and saying no, or knowing you don't have to what's the words I want to use? Apply, get approved, and have to take that job. You know, so you can always see what's at stake or what's the offer that they're going to give you. But if you're happy with where you're at right now, there's nothing wrong with staying there. It's just really basically the message is you have that choice. It's up to you. I don't see it as a negative if you move forward or change position. What I do also hear, though, is this. You like routine. You like methods. You have your own ways of doing. You have your own system, right? So they're saying that you have to, and almost if you take another position, you have these systems kind of in place, but it's a new environment, which kind of throws you a little bit off a little bit, but it can build back up into a new routine. It just comes down to what you want and what you're really looking for. I don't see any problems around both aspects.
Yes, I understand.
Is there anything else you want to ask about?
Yes.
Very good.
I met a woman who went to my undergraduate alma mater. We both graduated in different years. And I feel like I'm a guy who feels like I do have a connection with her. And do you see me keep staying in a professional relationship with her or professional friendship that could blossom into a relationship this year?
I don't see that person being I don't feel that this is the person that's going to go into a relationship with you. I see it as a friendship. And I wouldn't take that personally because not so much always because we're not enough or something. I see her as seeing you as they're looking for someone with different things. It doesn't mean that you aren't enough or you aren't like, we all have different preferences. And I see them also enjoying your connection where it is now. You're going to meet someone that's connected to some of your hobbies or things. There's something about you going into a hobby or connecting with people around something you really enjoy doing or playing, or there's a game, or I don't know what it is that you like to do, but there's something around one of your hobbies that I see you connecting with someone. And that, I don't know when. I'm not a fan of the timing of sorts because sometimes it's just letting it play out. It could be a couple months from now because it's something to do with when those things open. I don't know, but I don't feel like it's going to be far late in the year. I think it's in the middle of the year.
Okay.
But I would also recommend going to newer things that maybe you haven't been. And the aspect of this too is to let the opportunities come into our reality because it's going to happen no matter what. So I do see you meeting new people, too. Because sometimes you need to remember to be around more people outside of, not just at work, in other environments. You're going to be invited or shown these events or something around a hobby that you're going to enjoy. I don't know if you've done it before or not. But that's what I get. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. You're very welcome.
All right.
So let's see here. What do I want to do? We're a little bit over the hour right now. I already talked about the cruise. I want to remind everyone, I'm going to share more of the information as I get it. So you guys can, if you want to come join the cruise line, and it's a big boat too. So excited about that because I'm going to be a speaker on there. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And what else is going on in my life to share with you? I mean, I talked a lot about the flow, talked a lot about feeling grateful and appreciating things. I think sometimes something I still kind of struggle with once in a while is when I have time to do something, I feel like I need to utilize that time. Like, I could be multitasking. I'm a multitasker with fault, you know, like I could do great things as balance, but I'll have time while I'm doing, like while I'm driving. And I'm like, what can I do with this time? You know, I don't want to just call friends all the time or what do I want to do today? And sometimes I'll listen to an audio book. Sometimes I'll play music. Sometimes I'm in silence or just utilizing my thoughts to reflect on. And I think I feel like I always need to be doing something. And sometimes it's not. We don't have to necessarily do anything. It's just what does Joe want to feel good about right now in the sense of what would I like to do? And sometimes you have to ask yourself that too. Like, what is it I would like to do right now? And don't go drastically into something you obviously can't do. Like, be realistic. Like, I would like to be on a vacation. Like, yeah, but what's going to make you happy right now? And that's a vibrational thing. Versus our mind kind of bringing us in the wrong directions and thoughts and repetitiveness. And I also want to shout out to my friends, because sometimes I don't fully reflect on everything, where I have a great group of friends where I can talk about all the spiritual stuff and we can talk and have these conversations. And I think it took me some time to connect, not really, but over the years it built up more and more. And I'm very grateful for having these friends, because we all need to have people who can give us the truth when we need to hear it, be blunt with us, have that spiritual words that we need to resonate with. And it's good to know that they're out there. That's why I love doing what I do. I'm a mixture of different things, but you are awesome as well at home. Whoever you are, whoever you is listening live or in the recording later on, you are an awesome individual. So you're all deserving of love. You're deserving of happiness. You're deserving of great things that, you can enjoy this life. It's something I also thought about recently. I was like, you know, all the worries that I used to have and think about, I finally just got it. I just really love to live. And I had all these worries about living and having all this time to live my life the way I want to and enjoy it, and having this kind of feeling of worry if the things will all come in the way I hoped it to be and dream it to be, and all this pressure. And the more I thought about it, I was like, wait, I just love living. I love life. And it kind of settled in, and I really just felt that for a minute when I love people and experiences, and I love opportunities that come across that are wild. And I love the boringness sometimes. I love the ups and downs. I love it all. And it's a weird kind of moment to go, wow, I never really thought I'd say that. Like, this is beautiful. And for me recently too, it's been letting go of the little insecurities that I come across for myself. I'm like, why am I feeling this way around this person? Like, why do I feel uncomfortable? Why am I judging myself? And I know that I can build up a whole vibration on its own, but those questions I'm asking in the sense of put yourself in check. Why are you not yourself? What are you afraid of? And so I'm grateful for those moments to be like real. Hey, what's the deal here? Why are you getting all flustered about this? Why don't you practice not caring? Not caring is a great practice, because you let go. It's another way of letting go. Don't care. You're taking your power back in your mind. You're empowering yourself. You're taking your thoughts and feelings and inner being and harnessing that. And rather than being unhappy, you'd rather be happy, right? And the more you love yourself and the more you find your peace within yourself, and you realize how valuable you are. You're how valuable your inner peace is, how valuable your happiness is, how valuable you rather do for you than other things sometimes. And that's okay. There's other involvements, but when you realize how awesome it is and you worked so hard to get there to find that balance within yourself and you put in that work, you don't want anyone disturbing yourself, your inner peace. This is my boundary. You learn boundaries. You learn self-respect. You learn discipline. You learn the balancing for yourself and bringing that happiness that you've been wanting that has been within you the whole time. But you make these thoughts and feelings of that you don't have something you want, so you don't deserve happiness. You know, we find that inner chi, whatever words we want to use, that vibration, homie. So what else? I also do Facebook Live readings too. So if you guys check out the Facebook page, like and follow, share, subscribe, and check it out. I go live like once, so maybe twice if I'm feeling some type of way during the week. And I will be on camera. You see my face this time on live Facebook events. I don't play music though. I get messages for music that I'm not even playing on Facebook. They're like, banned from two countries. Muted. Your video is muted in two countries, Japan and Russia. I'm like, oh no. Those are important people still. I don't know if they're really watching me in Japan or Russia, but watch out. You might soon. But my point is, I'm also on there doing things like this, but not with music. And you see my face. Oh, it's my mom. I hear my mom in the background of this microphone. This thing picks up noises from Atlantis. All right. So we're over an hour here. As much as I love being on here and doing the stuff, I want to remind you, I do also private sessions. So if you're ever interested in working one-on-one with me, I got you. I do readings right at the moment. Within time, I'm going to be offering more of what I used to be doing too, which is mentorship sessions and also life coaching. But for now, I'm just going to keep it at the readings. I don't want to overdo myself. I want to harness my energy and balance it and keep it in the right angles and do bounds of fancy words. I'm going to play a song. We're going to wrap this up. And I want to thank you guys for joining me on this Thursday night. I want to thank you for being a part of my journey. I want to thank you for meeting me and connecting with me. I want to thank you for being you. Thanks for being you. All right. Peace.
Feel like a kid in grown-up's clothes, like I'm just faking it, just making it up as I go. Half of me's sprinting toward tomorrow, half of me's afraid of taking that first step. Sometimes the best thing in life will scare you half to death. Yeah, yeah. If I wait on the perfect time, and all them stars start aligning my way, my whole life, and all you ever get is ready. I used to think my parents had it figured out, but turns out that they were about as scared as I am now. Climbing up in a what-if world, telling myself don't look down. Is there anything that we do that don't come within doubt? Oh, if I wait on the perfect timing, and all them stars start aligning, my way, my whole life, and all you ever. We spend most our lives going slow and steady. But one thing that I know is no one.
You ever really ready? I don't think you are.